Okay, so how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So is it okay if I ask you a few questions kind of about your experience with COVID-19, how it changed kind of your way of life and all that?
Yes, of course. That'd be great.
Okay, cool. So could you talk about the first time you heard about COVID-19 and when you realized it was really going to affect your life?
Yeah, so the first time I heard about COVID-19 was right before spring break. I was about to travel home to Pensacola, Florida, and I was going to fly. And so my parents were telling me about COVID-19 and to be sure that I stayed safe. I brought some masks home, had all kinds of supplies that I brought home to make sure we were safe when I got back. And I think probably the first time I realized it would affect me in a way was when President Hatch decided to postpone the in-person classes in March. And I think that was the first time that I realized that that would be a significant impact. I wouldn't be going back to the school until who knows when. That was definitely a major reason, I think.
Yeah. And during that transition into being at home, online learning, like, could you talk about what became your new normal, your day-to-day experience, and all that?
Yeah, well, something that was definitely different for me was not walking to classes. That was really my favorite part of my day was being able to experience the beauty of Wake Forest and see all the wonderful landscaping, hear the birds, see all the squirrels, all that good stuff. And wasn't able to experience that and of course get out and enjoy nature as much. So that was different for me, but also my bedroom. My living room became my office and my classroom, which was also very different. And instead of having those in-person connections with my classmates and professors, I was forced to do it via Zoom or in some other kind of way. And so it was really different, but I tend to go with the flow and kind of roll with the punches when it comes to these kinds of things. So I think I adapted well. But I was really happy because my new classmate was my dog, and that was always great to have my buddy with me.
Yeah, of course. And so you're talking about how you missed all these things. Was there a certain way that you kind of were able to fulfill that same thing you really liked to do in this new setting, this new environment? Was there anything that changed? Like, did you kind of develop any new hobbies, anything like that?
Oh, that's a good question. So I was able to stay connected with my friends, of course, through social media, through texting, and also through Zoom. We visited sometimes via Zoom, so that was fun. But I think also I gained a greater appreciation for the contacts and relationships that I had because I wasn't able to see them in person. Even my grandparents and other family members, I wasn't able to see in person, whereas I might have done that had I been able to. And I think I really gained a greater appreciation for that human contact that I really did have that before, but a greater appreciation, I think.
So do you think there are any factors in your life that kind of affected the process that you went through, when this all started to change?
I think definitely the distance from Wake Forest to my home was quite an impact because all of my belongings were still at Wake Forest. I didn't have any of my textbooks, any of my clothes, really. All kinds of things were still at the school because I'm about 10 hours away. And so I wasn't able to just go off and get my stuff like some other people could. So that was definitely something that affected me because I didn't have those things. And also the move out process, that was definitely quite the task, especially a 10-hour long car ride back and forth and having to get in the dorm with just two other people and transport everything down in 2 hours was definitely quite the task. So I think that was definitely something that was important in the transition.
And so Wake obviously transitioned into online classes. Would you mind talking a little bit about your experience? Maybe what classes did, what different professors did to kind of help with that transition into online learning without really having any prior experience with it?
Yes, of course. So all of my classes, of course, were back online, and it was an interesting process because I think some professors adapted more quickly and more easily than others, which is to be expected because they weren't necessarily trained to work online. But all of my classes really adapted well and were, it was a really smooth transition, I think, especially with my Spanish class. I had a great time in that class, and my professor did a wonderful job of making sure that we were still communicating with each other in Spanish in small groups via the breakout rooms and Zoom. We still had our group discussions about different literary texts we were reading, all kinds of things. And we even had oral components that we did together online for grades. So that was great. My history class was also just as fun online. We still had a great time with our analysis of different historical texts, and my professor did a great job of making sure all of his PowerPoints were engaging and informative still. And I really think my professors just did a great job considering the circumstances. So I still had a great finish to my spring semester, which I was very happy about.
Yeah. Do you think that there are any subjects that you took that were particularly difficult to kind of transfer that like discussion or like learning onto an online platform?
Yes, I think my philosophy of religion class, that was a little bit difficult because I think philosophy is something that you really have to question and think about in a different way than some other subjects. So that one was a bit different doing that one online. But other than that, everything was pretty much the same.
Cool. Now, reflecting back on this time and kind of looking forward, do you think that COVID-19 has affected any of your relationships in a significant way or how you view some of your relationships with people?
Yeah, that's a good question. So something I couldn't necessarily do throughout COVID-19 was be with my grandparents. Both my grandmothers have compromised immune systems due to different reasons. And so we didn't want to be around them to make sure that we didn't give them the coronavirus if we, you know, somehow got it and we didn't know. So that was something that was really different for me, was not being able to spend time with them. So we were forced to communicate via online platforms, via FaceTime and other things like that. So that was good that we could still maintain that relationship. But I think it was interesting to try and build a technology-based relationship since it's not necessarily one that we had prior to that. So I think it changed in that way, but I think it changed for the better because we even got closer despite not having that human contact.
Yeah, of course. Do you think in the future, when this starts to subside, it's going to affect kind of how you talk with them and everything? Do you think you're going to continue using online platforms? Or like, how do you think it could affect the future?
Yes, of course. So I think that it could, especially with me being 10 hours away in college. I think that could be a very useful platform for me to actually communicate with them that way. Actually, one of my grandmothers just moved into the technology age over the span of this virus, so she could communicate with family. So I'll definitely be doing that more with her when I get back to Wake Forest.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, like reflecting back on what's happened in the past few months, do you think your values have changed at all? Do you view anything differently? Anything like that?
Yes, I think that, as I mentioned previously, that relationships can develop a lot, especially like I mentioned with my grandmothers. I think that I value these relationships more than I might have previously. And I think I value the in-person human contact that you can have with people more. And it made me realize that those connections are really, really important for success and for maintaining wellness and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah. Is there anything that you've experienced that you feel might be important to talk about or address, or any general like ideas that you've been really thinking about during this time?
That's a really tough question. I don't know if there's necessarily anything really special that I've been thinking about. I think just the ways in which the world has changed during this time is very, very interesting to see, and seeing how different communities and different maybe even businesses and organizations have adapted has been very interesting, and seeing how they're rebounding after the nation is starting to open up again has been fun to watch.
And kind of talking about the country kind of opening back up and everything continuing back to normal, how do you think, so you're from Florida, how is, how is Florida kind of approaching the situation? And do you think that it might be really different from other parts of the country, and why?
Well, I think Florida might be different from other parts of the country in terms of its reopening status. I think we might be ahead of some other states, but I think we're well in line with some other ones as well. But a lot of restaurants are opened up, but they're not open to full capacity, of course. Beaches are open up, but of course with social distancing and those kinds of things. So a lot of life has returned to normal. My dad, he's still working from home, so certain companies are still working from home. But other than that, I think Florida has really come back in a great way.
Awesome. That's good to hear. I think that's about it for questions that I have. If there's anything else you'd like to add, of course, you're welcome to. If not, I feel like that's a good, like, I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm going to stop.